Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Monica, you're going to love this story. And anybody who loves Publix. Publix subs named best sandwich in the country.
Yes! Yes,
you
yes,
have been a
yes.
fan of this sandwich for the longest time, telling us how great they are.
Guess what? What I'm doing during the break. I'm totally not lying to you. And JR can vouch for me.
Ready.
I'm online ordering a turkey sub from Publix.
You can online order a sandwich.
Girl, you can online order it.
Put your name on it.
I walk up, and so it's all done. So then I just walk up to the deli case, and all those suckers waiting in line, I just swipe up my sandwich and get the crap out of it.
It's sitting there in the little Monica case. The little Monica box right there, so with your name on it?
Yep, it has Monica on it, and I grab it, and I go.
You sure you're not going to, like, walk outside and just shatter into a million plate pieces because you're so cold?
That's what we were talking about. I'm like, I don't want to go outside. It is kind of warmed up a little bit to 53, so.
Well, listen, it's the number one sandwich. Didn't you say on your Twitter that you can order them online or something, have them delivered to your house?
Oh. That's right.
I thought I read that.
Publix delivers?
They just started to have a Publix sub delivery. I forgot about that. I should do that. Then I'll have to go out and brave the elements in the freezing
cold. I thought that's what you were doing forever, is ordering two and three at a time.
Man, they are so good, though. You guys didn't have them when you were down here yet, have you?
No.
And you guys should, because when you're in the hotel and you don't feel like going out, a Publix sub is perfect.
Mm.
What makes them so good?
That they exist. By the way, they're pub subs. People call them pub subs.
Just so you know, we always want to go out because the company pays.
Oh. Well, then pub subs aren't the way to go.
While we're down there.
You know what it is? It's their bread that they bake there in-house, and the ingredients are all, you can literally get on the sandwich anything they have in the store. They'll just go get a jar off the shelf, or you know what I mean? Like, whatever you want on it. And they also deal with my ridiculousness when it comes to jalapenos and onions. Like, some places are
like your special orders and stuff?
Yeah, they get all annoyed, like it's coming out of their paycheck, and they only put an extra three on there. Publix does it right.
Well, apparently, they are number one in America for their subs.
In America?
And they said, in the country, number one.
Yay.
Over anybody over here. What is Jimmy John's, Vito?
It's all good stuff.
They have everything. They beat Subway. They beat everybody. Quiznos.
Subways.
Well, I like Subway.
Hey.
Well, I like certain sweet chicken teriyaki, by the way.
Everything tastes like bologna.
No. Sweet chicken teriyaki doesn't.
Subway is good.
Okay.
Well, they keep it simple is apparently the secret to the whole thing. They don't make them too complicated. They keep things simple, but because of what Monica said, the bread's fresh, the stuff they make is quality or whatever, that apparently people love the fact that they go in, they know what they're getting every time. So that's the key to the whole thing, is keeping simple. And they're competing in Florida originally with Cuban sandwiches and all these other chains and stuff.
They're also using real cold cuts. They're probably using Boar's Head cold cuts.
Oh,
using
the
real, yeah, they're not using lunch meats. They're using cold cuts.
Yep. Well, lunch meat it is.
Nope, it's cold cuts.
They are using
What are they saying in the article, Rod?
They use deli. They say the grinder is offered with Publix's house deli meat, or you can get cuts from the popular Boar's Head brand.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't say cold cuts, but they said cuts.
And they didn't say lunch meat, but they said meat.
Deli meat.
But they didn't say sub, they said grinder.
Right. They sure did.
That's weird.
They're using all different phrases in here.
Where is Publix?
Everywhere.
Is it only in...
It's as far north as North Carolina, I think, is as far north as it goes.
I think you're right.
Really?
If you're getting a Publix sandwich, it also means you're visiting Publix, which in my humble opinion is one of the best developments of late capitalism. I mean, people are so passionate. They're like, you got to go. For the most part, everything in a Publix, regardless of the neighborhood, is shiny, clean, abundant, and well air-conditioned.
Yes.
That's just like a person who's a fan.
I will say that. Anytime I've been down there, I've never walked into one of those places and been like,
that's true.
No, and the customer service, above and beyond.
I saw Calta tweet something like that. I'm like, what did that supermarket do that got him to tweet how great that customer service is?
Yeah.
Like, what exactly happened? I'm dying to know what happened.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'll tell you what happened to me just last week, actually. And I've never, ever had a problem with online ordering. I always use it because it's just a quick in and out. And this past time, I asked for extra jalapenos. Then they put on, like, 3 or something. It was awful. And that never happened before, ever. Right. And so I tweeted a picture and said,
I saw that.
Yeah, hey, Publix, does this look like extra jalapenos to you or whatever? And almost immediately, someone got back to me on Twitter. Almost immediately, I got a DM, and they were saying, let us know the store. I'm so sorry. They were, like, super nice about it. And I was upset, but not that upset. And then they were like, so they're mailing me a gift card to Publix.
Wouldn't it be great if you came home from work when they... And all of a sudden, a dump truck just unloads jalapenos on your driveway.
Yes!
Now make a sandwich, bitch!
All right. She's shoveling them up.
Is that enough jalapenos for you?
I just start backstroking them. That's all good.
Do you know what the number one sandwich at Publix is? They have that in here, too.
What?
The Ultimate.
Monica, it has to be the Ultimate.
Everybody loves the Ultimate.
No.
Italian?
No. The chicken tender. Sub.
Yep, that was my... You know why? Because I follow...
America's favorite.
What's the Ultimate?
It's
roast beef, turkey, and ham.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a club.
It's a Dagwood.
It's a Dagwood. What is going on?
What's wrong with you guys?
What year is it?
Dagwood.
What kind of bizarre world am I in?
When I worked in a deli, what you just described was called a Dagwood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so in 1975, it was a Dagwood. It's now currently called...
In 1975, I was 3. You were 30.
I've since moved on. You haven't. It's not a Dagwood. It doesn't even have to be an Ultimate. It's not a Dagwood.
Whatever. That's fine.
Dagwood comes from Dagwood Bumstead, the main character of the cartoon strip called Dagwood. That's where it all comes from. He used to make sandwiches this high.
Okay.
And that's where the Dagwood, all the delis stole that for, for their big sandwich.
Speaking of old, here's Roger Lewis.
Hey, just because I happen to know where it came from.
You want to know what, though? They have an actual, and I follow it on Twitter, a chicken tender. It's called Our chicken tender subs on sale at Publix is the name of the Twitter account.
Jesus.
Yeah. And they tweet all the time, no, but this is, or yes, it is this week until so-and-so. That's a popular sub.
That's great. Jake online, too. What's up, Jake?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to talk about the Publix sub. You know what it is? First of all, I love the show. You guys are the best in the bone.
Thank you
very much. It's very nice.
With the sandwich, it's the bread, like Monica said.
Yes.
It's really quality bread.
It's cute. I mean,
it's amazing. And then the ice cold veggies with the olive oil and the seasoning. Mm. I mean, they just do a good thing over there. It's a really good sandwich. So I'm glad to hear that the best sandwich in the country.
Yep.
I'm
in the country.
I love you guys.
Thanks, Jake. See you, buddy. Tina's on line one. Hi, Tina. Tina, are you there?
She should be.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Tina.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Love your show, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to say one thing that makes Publix, customer service so great is they have these little stations where somebody's cooking up whatever, recipe that they have specials on for the ingredients, and you get to taste it, and then they have the recipe card. And everything's on there, and then they have like the case with if it's a chicken dish, the chicken's in there, and all the ingredients are like
everything
right there.
You
so you can go taste it and go, this is delicious. I want to make this tonight, and like everything is right there. Buy it.
Or you could be a total dude, like this is delicious. Can you wrap that up?
Yeah, exactly. Why don't they have it already made so you can buy it in a container? I'm sure they do.
Or you get the sample and you go shop for a couple minutes and you go get another sample. And then you shop for a couple minutes. By the time you're done, you've already had your dinner.
Of course.
And you've just described my love affair with Costco.
That's right.
There you go. That works.
I love that place, man. I love it. Thank you, Tina. I was in there for New Year's Eve.
Yeah. It's a local supermarket by us that does every Sunday. They have tastings.
Pat's?
We go into Pat's on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
You don't feel weird about getting multiple samples?
Nope.
Not really.
Because in different parts of the store, like you bob and weave your way through the aisles. There's an art form to it.
Would you like to try our Greek spinach feta slider? Yes, I would, twice or three times.
How would you like to go with Greek spinach feta ravioli? I would like that too. It's almost like you're reading my mind.
Here, try this new energy. Try this new juice, the bay fruit juice. It's samplings that one time. Like, I'll try every one of these.
It's like an afternoon for you guys.
Could be.
Would you like to try some of these new fudge sickles? Yes, I would.
Do they really have samples of all of that?
Everything. Yes. Costco?
Yeah,
Costco's crazy like that. And those things we just mentioned, we're all in that local supermarket I'm talking about. That's the way you do it. That's, feed people just a little bit and they'll go buy it.
Try that these worked. Taquitos. Okay.
Here's a box of 400. All right, if I have this.
You are so kind. There was a play. There was a... And you know what's funny? If at any given time in Costco on a weekend, let's just say there's 15 sampling stations.
Right.
Only one of them is doing their job, which is describing what the product is, where you can get it, what it's going to... All that kind of... Like, they'll give... Hey, try this new... Like, the one person. The rest of them are like, yeah, you want some taquito? There you go. Right away.
See, I think that would be a fun job. I would do that job.
But I always feel like when I know there's a guy making kielbasa, like I won't stand there and wait for it to come out, but I'll circle him.
Oh, he hates you, by the way.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, how is that? And you know, he's putting the toothpicks and everything.
Right.
How is he not putting toothpicks in people? You know?
Or you.
It's like, especially because like, he knows I'm circling him, but he also knows I'm not going to buy it.
Wait a minute. You don't buy anything sure that you sample?
No, because what I'm sampling, is what I love, but it's usually fairly unhealthy. So I can only take it in small doses, so I just need a taste. So I get the taste, I'm happy, and I move on.
I would feel too guilty to do that. And you at least, you fake the look at the pack. Like, he's like, oh, it's on sale in Altoona, and then you like fake and look at it.
Oh,
like,
really? Oh, that's good. No. I'll head right over there now.
Nope.
When you get the first sample, you're like, oh, thanks. When you get the second sample, what do you say? Does everybody walk up to the guy for the second sample and go, oh, that was really good. I'm going to have another one. You know, somebody, I feel like people like excuse the second sample.
I'll usually sneak up behind him and grab it from the side.
Oh, now you're just being a douche.
I send the child.
Ah, good.
Isabella, do me a favor.
Go get me another one of those raviolis.
And does she?
Yeah.
What do you say to the person who said, and you walk up to him, and the person says, sorry, one per person.
I've never had anybody say that.
Me neither.
Ever.
No. They'll get stabbed here. Don't you come between me and my complimentary ravioli.
Well, that might be true.
I will cut you.
There's complimentary ravioli. There could be weapons involved.
Sir, why did you beat that guy upside the head with a pineapple? Listen, it was kielbasa. He wasn't giving me any. It was a problem. I hit him with a kielbasa. With a pineapple.
What would you do if someone turned around and smacked your hand while you're sneaking trying to get the second sample? Because that's not right.
Smack my hand or smack my daughter's hand?
No, yours. When you're sneaking and you're trying, she's going to go up to the person and say, can I have one or whatever. But when you said sometimes
you know what I would say? My bad. Like JR showing up late to work because he was helping the old lady with the cable.
My bad.
My bad, boss. Real simple. That's it.
There you go. So congratulations to both.
Here's the thing about me. When I know I'm wrong, I will own it. Mm. Always. Mm-hmm. I will own it. So if I tried to get away with that one extra piece and I got busted, they're like, my bad.
My bad. Would you still try for it even though you just got busted? Just sneak it anyway?
No, I wouldn't go back again. No way.
Okay.
No way. I'd be embarrassed.
You've never seen someone reject you for taking a sample. If you take like three at a time, you get looks. You go one at a time. I've never seen anybody.
But I'll tell you this:
ever.
If that was my job, you're not getting that second sample.
Right. I'm keeping track.
Oh my god!
You're not getting it. Not without getting put. At least my first couple of weeks on the job.
Yeah.
Until my soul was ripped from my body.
Right.
You know, went after a couple of weeks. But up until then, I would absolutely be like,
the hypocrisy. Do you not?
I'm well aware.
Oh, gosh. I can't take it.
We can't all be as principled as you.
Right.
But, I mean, just see that if you want it, then other people want it, then, or better yet, just don't do it. Just get the one and move on.
You know, you're the one with the principles who signs up for a marathon that raises money for the ASPCA.
I'm proud of that.
And then decides to not run the marathon because, you know, there's a football game going on.
It's not a football game.
Those kind of principles, that's what I don't have. I wish I had them.
Two totally different things.
I wish I had them. This thing that I have, I actually sign up for things and then I follow through with them. It's like this crazy concept.
I do too. It's one instance and it's beyond my control.
You know.
Now it's beyond her control.
Now you do know, and I know we got to get to top 10, but you know that you blowing off that marathon.
I'm not blowing it off. It's killing me.
You blowing off that marathon and turning your back on the people that raised money. You're bringing bad mojo.
No, I'm not at all. And
you
here's
totally
why.
Are.
No, I'm not. And here's why. The animals are still getting the money. It has nothing to do with whether I run the race or not.
Mm-hmm. Bad mojo.
I'm disappointed that it's more personal. I'm very disappointed I don't get to run. I mean, you guys don't understand.
Then run.
But then I'll be missing the Bills game.
Oh, oh yeah, well, you know. Mm. You do whatever you think is important.
I'm not killing kittens.
If they lose, if they lose, you know you're going to be thinking part of it could have been your fault.
They have to win.
It's a crazy thought.
Because you can say maybe they would have won if I had run.
And make no mistake about it.
For the Pets.
For the entire week next week, if the Bills lose, it will be your fault.
You know
at
what?
At least from 11 to 2 on this frequency and on this app.
You know what, though? It's lose-lose. Because if I run the race and I don't go, it's like, oh, you weren't there supporting them. They lost. Or if I go and they lose, you're 100% right. I'm going to feel guilt no matter what.
Unless they win.
They have to win. That's why I said they have to win.
All right.
Is Shady playing yet? Do they know?
No, he didn't practice today, but they say it's game time, yeah.
He's not going to practice all week.
Right.
No way.
They're going to spring him up.
They're going to shoot him up with whatever drugs they can put in his ankle.
Whatever's got to be done.
Hope for the best. They have no choice. They have to play him.
I believe in that. I agree.
Roger, JP on the ball.
On 102.5 The Bone.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.